This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brothers and sisters in Islam, welcome to Transformers. You know what? One of the best things we can introduce in our lives is a cave day. All right, we live in the modern world. Let's not call it a cave day. Let's call it a thinking day. Why do I say this? Why do we need thinking days? Well, brothers and sisters in Islam, we literally live through the hustle and bustle of life. And yes, I liken our lives to a busy city because it just feels like that. There's just so much going on, right? Especially if you're a parent, especially you know, if you're married. Depending on the different roles that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you to hold, there's just so much going on. And literally, we feel the blessings of time being lifted. An hour just doesn't feel like an hour anymore. So when you live through life like this, you tend to stop thinking and you end up just becoming routined like a robot, right? Existing through life. And no one should exist through life. We should live through life. There's a difference between living and existing. And a thinking day helps ensure that we have that living component present in our lives, that we feel alive with the life that we have. You know, brothers and sisters in Islam, we have so many roles, but how many of us actually think of ourselves and our applications through those roles? We have mandatory roles in life, roles that we can never ever give up, like being a parent, like being a child, like being a sibling, like being a servant of Allah. And then we have elective roles, roles that we have flexibility in, right? You can perceive yourself giving it up, right? Like your job. Like your volunteering service at a particular organization on the weekend or a particular club that you attach yourself to every now and again, right? We hold different roles. A cave day is a savior day. And caves have a very special place in our history. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam received revelation in a cave and he went there to protect himself from the chaos of misguidance that the Quraysh were engaged in. And during the Hijrah, which was that migration that is considered a savior as well, because of that migration we are believers today, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sought refuge with Abu Bakr in a cave. And even in Suratul Kahf that we read every Friday, we talk about the sleepers of the cave, Ashabul Kahf, the companions of the cave. They protected themselves, their sanity and their sanctity, meaning their religion, in a cave. Allah gave them a cave to live in and avoid the persecution that the king of the time endeavored to lay upon them, right? So these caves, subhanAllah, when it comes to guidance, these cave moments, this cave time, this thinking time, really, you know, these are from the best times and most productive times that we can have. I mean, in terms of a modern application and what I'm trying to relate to you for your transformation is to have days in your week or in your month, depending on your need, that you switch off from everything. Switch off from social media, switch off from those around you, take care of all your responsibilities so that those areas are taken care of in your absence, and go and have moments with yourself, a meeting with yourself. You know, if you have to go into the mountains because you can't get rid of the internet, so go to a zone that the internet cannot be accessed. What I'm saying is, get away from everything except yourself, and go think about yourself. Ask yourself, right? You know, I'm a mother, I'm a father. How good a parent am I? I'm a child. How good a child am I? You know I do this for my parents, but let me just analyze this. How good am I? Is there room for improvement? Right? What about my character? You know, what about my speech? What about my behavior? How, you know, what about my reactions, right? So this happened during the week or this happened this month. Could I have reacted better? This is how I reacted. What would be a better way of reacting? Okay, right? How can I enable myself, transform my life towards being better the next time a situation arises that mandates a reaction, for example, right? This is my job. How can I be better at it? All right? I'm a Muslim. I'm a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How is my salah? When was the last time you actually thought about your salah and how good it was? And how you could improve it? Or your zakah? Or your fasting? Right? Or your pilgrimage? And so on and so forth. Right? So the thinking day helps us really understand where we're at. Because if we're not thinking, then we might be deceived into believing that we're actually doing a good thing. But, you know, it might be the opposite. And the last thing you want is to be surprised on the day of Qiyamah. You know, and that's why the Sahaba used to say, take account of yourself before account is taken of you. Right? Take account. Go have that thinking day before you're surprised on the day of Qiyamah. And it is said that it was said by one of the companions that the people are sleeping, but when they die, they will wake up. We don't want to be, you know, from that group. We want to be awake when we are alive. So when we pass away, we can rest. Right, brothers and sisters in Islam. So what, you know, as an action point, put these thinking days into your calendar. And when you head into these thinking days, identify your roles. You'll see, subhanAllah, you have so many roles in life. You're a grandson, you're a nephew, you're an aunt, you're a niece, you're a son, you're a daughter, you're a spouse. You have so many roles. Try and be as comprehensive as you can with these roles. And slowly but surely work through these roles. You're a servant of Allah, you're a member of the community, you're a citizen of a country. Write all these roles down and work through all these roles and write down your ideal place with these roles. That as a son or as a daughter or as a parent, this is my ideal. This is the parent I want to be. When I die and I think of myself as a parent or a child and so on and so forth, I want to see myself having reached this level. All right, excellent. So now for every role that you have, right next to it, an ideal level that you would be proud of reaching. Okay? Then the next step is go through each role and do a gap analysis. A gap analysis is you now understanding where you are right now and how far you are from the ideal that you would want to achieve with regards to that role. That's cool. That's like, right? So you want to understand the gap. This is where I want to be and this is where I am. Okay? After you do that gap analysis, do what we call a root cause analysis. Try and analyze the causes why you are not at your ideal. Right? What are the things that exist right now that prevent you from being at the ideal that you have set? Okay, because the only way to improve is to understand where things are going wrong. So the root cause analysis, right, will help you identify that. Write that down. So now you have the ideal, right, and now you know you have where you are. So you know where you know the gap between you and your ideal. Now you've written the reason why there's a gap, right, and then the third step is to list solutions, solutions analysis. Write down possible solutions to help you reach your ideal. Those solutions might be you need to change your friend circle. Right, those solutions might be you need to throw your phone away; it's distracting you too much. Right, maybe you need to change your advisors. Different solutions. Think about them and think about them. You know, sincerely seeking Allah Subhanahu wa Taala's help. You know, maybe you need to introduce tahajjud in your life. Right, maybe you're not making du'a enough. Right, maybe you need a buddy. Right? Maybe you're trying to memorize the Quran and it's not happening, so you find someone who's also trying. Maybe you're having trouble waking up for Fajr, so you find someone who's also trying. Or you're trying to fast more, so you find someone who's also trying. They become a buddy to you in this act of worship. So you wake each other up and you help each other through. Just find the solutions. And then inshallah, with more thinking days and more revisions and more meetings with yourself and these cave moments, inshallah you will see yourself transform into a better human being. I love you all for the sake of Allah. Remember me in your dua. Until next time, salamu alaykum wa rahmatuhu wa barakatuh.